Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. It'll only take a few seconds and let us know what you think about my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Now, you know, I just dropped this audiobook, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic Abusive Relationship, and I'm going to be dropping these nuggets for you to help you get out and heal from a toxic, abusive, or traumatic relationship, okay? So here are some warning signs that you need to look for to determine if you're dating a narcissist. I've told you the definition of a narcissist. He's the devil in the flesh. Or he may be a child of the devil. Because the devil, if he can't get to you, he will send a narcissist into your life to make sure you try to doubt God. Because that's his job. He wants you in hell with him. So he's not wanting you to go to heaven. So if he can't get next to you, he'll send somebody in there to help him get next to you. And don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, the person that may be a narcissist can be the closest thing to you. Look at what he did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. He went to Eve because Adam knew his identity. Adam already knew he was a god. Now, I'm not trying to add or subtract anything from the word, but it doesn't say if Adam let Eve know that she was already a god, because Satan came to her and said, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the day you eat of it, you will become God. And that's why God told you not to do it, because he didn't want you to become a god like him. So Eve listened to that deception, that lie, ate of the fruit, convinced Adam to eat of the fruit, and this is why we're in this world of sin. Okay? They were probably in the most beautiful place on this earth. Didn't have anything to worry about. But lo and behold, when Satan made them doubt God, God kicked them out the garden. Just that simple. Then they had to struggle and fight and do everything else, okay? That's when murder came into the world. All these negative things came into the world once Eve and Adam and Eve took the bite of that apple, or that fruit, I should say. Okay, so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, to get a pen and paper and write these warning signs and red flags down. Because as a victim of domestic violence, I listened to the words, I looked at the physical, and boom, my whole life went toxic-turvy. Trust me. It is not a good feeling. And, you know, it was strange because God showed me this man had about 20 to 25 demons, spirits in him. God showed them to me. But I'm being prideful and saying, okay, God, you know, you on the inside of me, the Holy Ghost, we can take care of Satan. And it got to the point, I didn't get tired. It got to the point where I was getting ready to take another human's life, which I thought I never would do because I'm so compassionate. But, I mean, I look at a lot of people that's in abusive relationships, and my relationship was kind of strange because I don't have fear. And most people that's in an abusive relationship, they do have fear because they're scared they're going to lose their life. But with me, you know, I'm bold. I'm courageous. I will fight you back. Okay? It's going to be a life-death situation with me. And so I had a different type of abusive relationship because I didn't back down. I didn't run to the corner. I didn't cry, lay in the bed at night and cry. I fought back because, like I said, it was one of us was going to go out of there, and I was determined it was not me. But that was the first red flag that God showed me. All of those demonic spirits that was in my ex that I ignored. Okay, so I'm here to give you, was listening to my man Mark the Messenger on Facebook today. He dropped some nuggets that I want to come in and share with you. So you'll know if you're dating a narcissist, the child of the devil, or the devil himself, okay? And all of these nuggets, trust me, I went through them, I ignored them. Like I said, to the point where I literally became the abuser myself. Because I would just hate to see him coming. So instead of him coming home picking a fight, I had to fight ready for him when he hit the door. Okay? Because I knew what was coming. So I didn't want to counteract him and get him to control, because if you're going to try to control me, I'm going to show you who's going to be in control, okay? So I would always have a fight ready as soon as he stepped in the door. I mean, and the strangest thing about it, when you're in an abusive relationship, I mean, it's love Monday through Friday, but let Friday get there. Man, you know you're going to get a butt whooping or you getting in an argument because he wants to go out, and he wants you to sit home. Now, what he doesn't understand, if a woman is not getting attention, she's going to get it from somewhere, okay? So while he's out there doing his thing, you know, Jody may be coming through the back door soon as he's leaving, not saying all women do that, but they're going to get, you know, I just got in the word. I just depended on God. I didn't go out and get another Jody, okay? Because I didn't know if Jody would be worse than him or not. So I wasn't going to take the chance to find that out. So I just refilled my body with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, even though I fought him, I still was filled with God, I'm telling you. I know it sounds awkward, but that's how it was when I was in that situation. So here are the nuggets and red flags that I'm going to leave with you. Get your pen and paper ready and write these down. If you haven't started dating, write these down so you will be able to identify if you're dating a narcissist. It's very, very important that you do not listen listen to the words that come out of a man's mouth. You always need to pay attention to his action. Because he can tell you he love you all day, and then he'll beat you up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, that's sending a conflicting thought into your mind. Because who hurts something that they love? Nobody that I know. Okay? So the first red flag, and it's not going to start immediately, because when you first meet somebody, you know, they got their good behavior going on. They're going to tell you all the stuff they think you want to hear. So one thing you need to do is listen. Be a good listener, number one. Just listen to what he say. Watch the action. Don't try to fall for those words. Listen and decipher what he's saying. But more importantly, watch his action. Because as I told you in a previous broadcast, I went to a workshop called What Love Got to Do With It. And it really blew my mind, because one of the things they told us was that, you know, when you go out on a date, he brings you home, he kisses, walk you to the door, open the door, all that good stuff we women want. You know, he calls you as soon as he get home, and he really may not be home, but he'll say he gonna call you, and then he's calling you to make sure you still home. But you know what? We got cell phones now, so he don't know if we're home or not. But back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. So if he called you, he called you at home. And so he knew you were still in that residence at that time. So he wasn't worried about you running into him, because he knew you were at home. And he may call you several times to make sure you're still at home. So we as women think that's sweet. We think he's concerned. We think that's caring. But like I said, he just trying to make sure you home. So you won't run into him in the street and catch him doing what he do. So on through the relationship, you know, he'll start lying. After he feel like he got you, and he feel real comfortable with you, that's when the lies will start coming. And we all know Satan is the father of lies. So when he changes up on his behavior, that's a red flag. Okay? And the example of changing up on his behavior, it may be he may not have worn cologne when he went out. Now he's starting to wear cologne. Okay, or you've been having sex and then he wants to try something new on you, that's another warning sign. And if a man is messing with two women, one of them's going to suffer sexually, trust me. Because he's definitely not Superman. He's definitely not Superman. So one of them females going to suffer sexually. And more than likely, you'll be able to tell the difference. Even though I don't know why they don't think you would be able to tell the difference, but you will. You'll be able to tell the difference if he's messing with another woman. Okay? So if you keep catching him in lies, that's not a good sign. Because it's his ability that he may not ever, ever become so intimately involved with you that he'll tell you the truth about anything. The second red flag to let you know if you're dating a narcissist is that they try to be sneaky. They try to be sneaky. But you know what? We got some smart females in this world, okay? So what I did is I let my ex think he was sneaky. I let him think he was sneaky to the day I left and dropped the bomb on him. I was leaving. And he was devastated because he couldn't believe it that I was going to leave him. So I, like my mom always used to tell me, give him enough rope, they'll hang their own self. So that's what I did. I let him think he was sneaky. I didn't let him know I knew what he was doing. I didn't let him know who he was messing with. I just let him go do his thing until I'm like, okay, this is enough. I'm gone. And it was that simple for me after I made up in my mind, God did not want me to live this way. It took me 14 years, like I told you, because I really, really, really struggled and wanted it to work. But, you know, patience is a virtue, they say. So I just realized I was not Linda. I was an abuser. And once you come out of your character, that's when you really make up your mind, I'm gone. Because it's either going to be me or him. One of us got to go up out of here. And you know you don't want it to be you. So they'll try to be sneaky, want to put a code on the cell phone so you can't see who they're talking to. You know, may like to going out with the boys and don't come home till the next day. Okay, who going to stay out with their male friend all night? No man that I know, unless they're gay. But that's what they do. And, oh, God, the excuses. I mean, the lie they come home with. Oh, the car tow up. My phone won't charge. Okay. And you see, what they fail to realize is the other woman usually has some perfume or something. Or some of her hair done transferred on some of his clothes or something, you know. If you're a very observant woman like me, I observe everything about you. So even a tiny piece of her hair might be on your clothes, on your mouth, somewhere. I'm going to see it, whether you try to hide it or not. I'm very observant. So then here comes the next red flag. This is a good one. This is how you'll know. They'll start falsely accusing you of what they doing. Now, if they going out there being with another woman, the argument on Friday night is going to be, oh, so your Jody going to come over here after I leave. With me, I tell him, yeah. So you can stay here so Jody don't have to come. Or, you know, you want to play some game with me? I'll play it with you. But that is a red flag that he is messing with another woman. When he started accusing you of messing with a man. Okay? The next thing he said is that, you know, your emotions get out of whack. Because I can say that Friday night, Monday through Thursday is good. Sex good, all the sweet talk. But Friday night, it's on and bumping. You know what time it is. Soon as he get home from work, he jumping in the shower, telling you he going out with the boys, okay? Every Friday night. And the thing about it, you never get to meet the boys he going out with. See, he don't know how to play it. At least I would bring one friend home and let you meet him so you wouldn't think I was cutting out on you. But they ain't smart enough to do that, okay? They'll just tell you, well, we going out, me and the boys going out, and they going out every Friday night, and then you're not seeing them till the next day. Nah, no, 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 no. And you ain't got no male friend, that's good. That good that you got to party with them all night long to the next day. Because we know what time the club closed. Okay? And you can't come up with that excuse your phone didn't won't charge. No, you need to be more creative and come up with something somebody might believe. You know? The next thing he said, because they're going to try to control you. That's what abusers are. They control people. So when you get trying to be controlling, you know, your emotions get out of whack. Because you got to build yourself up over this other person to make you not feel guilty about what you're doing to them. That's what manipulation is about. Making you feel good because you know you're doing wrong. And since they're so self-absorbed, they don't really have a conscience. So the next thing you do, and whatever you do, don't get in no Bible discussion with them. Because they'll twist the words around. The devil's good about that. They'll twist the words around to fit their needs. For example, just take when Satan tried to tempt Jesus when he came out the wilderness after that 40-day fast. If you God. He knew he was God. But he twists the words around. If you are God, do this. Even trying to force Jesus to commit suicide, talking about jump off the mountain and, you know, I give you all this. It was his already. He what created it. Wow. I mean, Satan is, whew. I don't believe he got a brain cell, y'all, to be frankly honest with you. Even try to tip God and twist God's word around and he's the creator. Now, how dumb is that? Just asking. The next thing he said, you'll know if you are involved in with the, or dating a narcissist, is that they think they got God's favor. Because, you know, if they try to twist God's word around, they think God going to help them and going to give them some favor. But the Bible says you will know them by the fruit of their works. Okay? And they are rotten to the core. These narcissists, the devil's children, are evil to the core. They're good looking on the outside and rotten to the core on the inside. And we do not pay attention to the rottenness that's coming out of them because we can't see past the physical. So he may be good looking, but he may be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And he'll keep it hid for a minute. Because like I said, he got to get you. He got to get you. Make sure he got you right where he wants you. And then this is where, because he'll see that we're not paying attention to the warning signs. So that's when he'll strike. It's just like a snake. A snake will see you coming up on him and he's going to strike because he goes into the survival mode. And that's the same way a narcissist is. He'll pull you in and when he gets you, he's going to strike. And at this point, you're so weak from all the verbal abuse that he's put on you that he know he has overpowered you and can make you do just about anything that he wants you to do. Okay, and the last thing, and this is the most important one here, get others to attempt to destroy you. The devil is a coward, y'all. And your abuser, now they afraid of men. That's why he didn't go to Adam. They are afraid of men. I shouldn't say men. They're afraid of the male species. Because a male child could sin and flee in. So I'm not going to say they're afraid of men. They are afraid of males, period. So they won't even fight a child if they're a male. This is just how coward they are. So when you decide you're going to leave them and you're gone, they talk about you like you're the worst thing God could have created. And if people don't know you, they would believe them. And you sit there like, because of course somebody going to call you and tell you what they're talking about. In that situation, I don't even listen. I just dismiss myself from the conversation because once I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't want to hear nothing about you. So don't come to me with what he said about me and what he's telling other people about me, because at that point, it's a mute point. It doesn't matter. I'm free, I'm alive, and I'm safe. That's what's important to me, and I'm at peace. So this is what you got to keep in mind, to have life, peace, joy, and happiness, because that is the way God put us here to live. He did not put us here to be somebody's punching bag, okay? So take these nuggets. If you haven't started dating, put them somewhere, write them down. Make sure you look at them every day so you won't even attract this kind of man, okay? Just build yourself up so you won't even attract this kind of man or fall prey to them as you go out looking for your Mr. Boaz. Because it is a very, very painful, destructive relationship when you're involved in a domestic violence situation. And like I said, you only have two options. That's to leave or die. Or, excuse me, go to prison, because you might end up killing him instead of him killing you. Okay? So those are the three choices: leave, die, or go to prison. And none of those, well, the first one is good, but the other two are not good. You do not want to place yourself in that situation. Okay? So if you've in an abusive, toxic, traumatic relationship right now, as I'm speaking to you, take these nuggets, make up in your mind. I don't care how long you've been with him. He's not going to change. And you have to think about it and say, you know, has the devil changed yet? No, he ain't changed since he made Adam and Eve bite the apple. And what's so strange about that situation is he's doing the same exact thing: killing, stealing, and destroying. He hasn't changed his tactics at all. And it's been over 2,000 years. He's still doing the same thing. So don't allow him to get you involved with one of his children or him himself, okay? Because you will be living in hell on this earth. And that was not how it was to be from the beginning. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Don't forget to leave that feedback and let me know what you think of my show as well. Also, as always, I want to take time to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Me and my guests are dropping these nuggets that's going to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. So until next week, I got an awesome guest. I can't wait for y'all to hear her. She's truly, truly awesome. I can't wait for you to get the nuggets that she's going to drop on you next week, okay? So until then, be blessed. All is well. God loves you, and so do I. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.